South Korea's National Security Council met an emergency session today in response to North Korea's announcement that it's pulling out of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Despite North Korea's pledge, for the time being, to limit its nuclear program to peaceful ends, the move by Pyongyang is raising the stakes in its standoff with Washington, and it further heightens tensions on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea has expressed deep concern and disappointment over the decision and wants North Korea to repeal it immediately. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Seoul. Did North Korea explain why it's withdrawing from the treaty?
Well, they did, Bob, in a three-page message which was transmitted through the country's official news agency. North Korea blames what it calls America's vicious, hostile policy for this decision to withdraw from the NPT. It's a point they repeated many times in this message. They also mentioned President Bush's axis of evil comments. North Korea believes that this is a, quote, national policy of America to oppose the North Korean system. Also harsh words for the UN and the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. North Korea says that basically the UN is acting as the servant of the U.S. A lot of fiery rhetoric. In fact, in a separate message, North Korea even warned of a third world war if this crisis escalates. Now, of course, this kind of rhetoric is nothing new from North Korea. What is new is that they're now backing up their rhetoric with action, with today's announcement that they are, in fact, withdrawing from the Non-Proliferation Treaty.
It's widely believed North Korea already has nuclear weapons. So what's the practical effect of this move?
Well, that's true. Practically, there's not a huge effect immediately. Back in October, North Korea essentially confessed to the U.S. that it had been secretly developing nuclear weapons as part of a uranium enrichment program. So they clearly were already in violation of this treaty before today. U.S. officials believe North Korea already has two nuclear bombs. So yes, mainly a symbolic move, but an important one. Basically, this is the last obstacle between North Korea and several nuclear bombs. They've already expelled the UN inspectors. They've dismantled the UN surveillance cameras. And now they've withdrawn from the Nuclear Arms Control Treaty. Many officials here and in Washington believe North Korea is capable of producing perhaps half a dozen nuclear weapons within the next 5 months or so.
South Korea and Japan were quick to express alarm over the decision.
Absolutely. A lot of alarm bells going off all over the region here. Japan, as you say, has condemned North Korea's action and called on it to immediately reverse its decision. So has Russia. And, of course, here in South Korea, located so close to the North Korean border, there's a lot of concern. The South Korean government, as you mentioned earlier, convened an emergency session of its National Security Council. Afterwards, they issued this statement saying they believe that today's move represents, and I quote, a serious threat to peace and security on the Korean Peninsula. In fact, South Korea's President Kim Dae-jung even called it a matter of life or death. What's interesting is what we're hearing from China. China, of course, being really North Korea's biggest, perhaps only ally these days, China was less critical. It said it was concerned about this development, but it did not call on North Korea to reverse its decision. That's probably significant.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Seoul, South Korea.